Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
We're returning now to the issue of housing because, as you've been hearing in the bulletin, the Taoiseach told the Dáil earlier today that institutional investors purchasing large portions of housing estates is unacceptable to the government. The Taoiseach said the Minister for Finance would be examining the issue this afternoon. Well, Pascal Donoghue was speaking on News Talk earlier and he had this to say.
I don't support, nor was it intended, that funds would be purchasing homes that are already built. The reason why we do support the role of institutional investors is to help fund homes that in the absence of these funds would not be built. What institutional investors can do is they can indicate they're going to pre-purchase a share of homes. That in turn then gives confidence to private sector developers to go ahead and build homes in the first place. But it's about creating new supply as opposed to competing for supply of homes that are already built.
Well, to get some reaction to this, I'm joined now by Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, and Mary Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil senator and a member of the Oireachtas Housing Committee. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Piers, I'll come to yourself first. You heard some there of what Pascal Donoghue had to say in relation to this, and he doesn't support the idea of these institutional investors buying homes that are already built, but he does support, and the government does support, the idea of them investing in these homes to get them built in the first place. Do you accept there is a distinction there?
Well, look, I've been listening to Pascal Donoghue's excuses and justification for this for the last number of years, because we've been challenging this for nearly 5 years now in each of the finance bills where we put forward amendments to end the tax advantage that these funds have. And we pointed out to him that this is exactly what's happening, that they are snapping up properties. As a result of that, they're pushing up property prices because they have the firepower to do so. And the reason they have that is because they have a tax structure that means that they don't pay any rent on the, or they don't pay any tax on the rent that the tenants pay. They don't pay any corporation tax. They don't pay any stamp duty, or indeed they don't pay any capital gains tax on the uplift of the property when they sell them. And as a result of that advantage, they're able to bid more for property, which pushes up property prices right across the board. Pascal has always kind of suggested that this is a, there are small players in the market. I would say talk to the people of Maynooth, particularly those who were looking at those properties to be their homes, and see how they think that justification washes with them. And also what they've been saying as well, we'll monitor what's happening in other jurisdictions, because other jurisdictions have moved on this. In Britain and in the north, as of last month, there is now additional taxes on international funds who purchase property. And the reason they've done that is because they know that these funds are pushing up property prices, and they had a big concern, particularly around London.
Okay.
But here in Ireland...
Specifically then, Piers, what is it that Sinn Féin would do? Were you in government tomorrow, what is it that you would do to tackle this situation?
We would end the system that has been introduced by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, which allows for these funds and rates to go tax-free. So we would impose capital gains tax on them when they sell their assets. We would make sure that they pay tax in relation to the rents. And remember, these funds charge some of the highest rents in Ireland. And we would make sure that they pay the appropriate level of stamp duty. As a normal company who would buy property in Ireland, if you set up a company tomorrow and purchase property, you would have to pay all of those taxes. These funds pay none of those, and therefore you would take away the advantage which they have that allows them to go in and buy these properties from under the feet of first-time buyers and those who are looking to purchase property, whether they are people who lost their homes during the crash or people who are involved in as a result of their marriage breaking up, who needs property and
okay.
Being left with
and are you fully confident that you also would not end up taking away the significant amount of investment by these institutional investors, which the Department of Finance says has coincided with the significant increase in apartment output and the level of forward commitment in transactions in recent years?
They're huge, and this is the problem. The estates that you're seeing built now are mostly going to be for the likes of pre-purchase for rental sector, and you can see right across the city of Dublin, but you can see it further in terms of the hinterland as well, in the suburbs, that is what is happening. Like, one of the biggest property transactions that happened in the first quarter of this year was for nearly €500 million for residential property by an investment fund. Now, that development hasn't even been built yet, but but it will not be available to any person on the market. And that is happening right
across
the board.
But again, sorry, the argument being put forward, I'll go to Mary Fitzpatrick after this, but the argument being put forward by the department and the government in relation to this is that those apartment blocks, for example, wouldn't have been built at all were it not for the investment from the institutional investors. So maybe it's not great that you end up with these apartments for rent, but at least they're for rent. There wouldn't be apartments at all if they weren't investing. That's the point.
No,
do you accept that point?
No, I don't accept that point, because the appetite is there for this type of investment. There is a huge demand in Ireland for both rental properties and for first-time buyer homes and starter homes. What we don't need is a tax advantage that allows for these companies to go tax-free in relation to this. And you can see, look at any of the reports that are carried out. This is an area that is increasing in Ireland. It's been increasing year after year after year.
Mm-hmm.
But they're looking at it now, and particularly they point out that for the first time that there's a structure there through the long-term leasing initiative. So what they do is they use these tax-free funds to purchase these properties and then rent them back to the local authorities and get the money back from the state to do this. The reason why these funds are attracted here is because of the no-tax environment, but also because of the fact that internationally there is a low yield on investments because of negative interest rates. So there is an appetite here for investors to be investing here, but what we don't need is that type of structure that is allowing to push up prices and that is allowing
Mary
to snatch houses from under the feet
from the Taoiseach. Okay, thank you, Pierce. We heard from the Taoiseach, Mary, in the Dáil a little earlier today that he was going to ask the Minister for Finance to look at this this afternoon, which suggests there may be some movement on the tax arrangements, because that is what the Minister for Finance would have to do in relation to all this. He would be looking at taxes. Is that how you expect it to go, that some of these tax loopholes and tax breaks will be closed?
Yeah, Sarah, thanks for asking me on. It's a really important issue, and I suppose what the Taoiseach reflected today in his response was the priority that he and the government places on the provision of homes for individuals and families. This issue that, you know, has been highlighted in the media over the weekend in terms of the family homes in Meath is similar to, but it's another form of what's been going on. And Piers Doherty has mentioned there, you know, investment funds, investing in apartments and build to rent. That is one element of the problem, but what is a more serious element of the problem and what occurred this weekend is the wholesale purchasing of family homes.
Mm.
It is a legacy policy issue from previous governments. I don't agree with Piers Doherty's assumption that if these investments hadn't been made, those apartments would have been built. They wouldn't have. The reality of it is that you can go back and look, and Pierce was there in the Dáil. I wasn't. But the capital budgets and investments in housing had been slashed, and there wasn't the output. And it's objectively documented that we are suffering from an undersupply of housing in the last decade in this country.
Okay, so you believe they were needed then, and so too does the Minister for Finance. He believes they were needed then, these tax breaks. The question is, are they needed now? And if not, what will the government do to close off these tax breaks or to stop a situation such as what we saw over the weekend?
What was needed then, Sarah, was massive investment in the provision of secure, affordable homes for our citizens. That's not what this provided. And that is what is still needed. That's what we're trying to tackle. It's a crisis of supply and affordability. And we're taking a number of steps to address it. One is, as the Taoiseach indicated today, a review of these tax treatment for these types of investment funds and the type of activity that it is stimulating and driving. That has to be addressed and that has to be stopped. But the other side of it is the state has to be reinserted and reassert its role in the provision of secure, affordable housing. And we are going to do that through change to legislation, but more importantly, funding and policy changes that will have the state.
Oh God, Mary,
new
but
state
you, I mean,
Sarah,
I'm sure you. No, you are, and I've given you a good while to answer the question there. But I'm sure you'd forgive
you
people who might be sitting. Well, I'm not cutting you off. I'm asking you a question. I spoke to Piers Doherty mid-sentence as well, if you'd like to listen back to the tape a little later on in the programme. What I wanted to ask you was, if you have people sitting at home listening to this at the moment who are trying to buy a house somewhere and who are seeing international investors coming in and listening to you talking about bringing in legislation and this being a legacy issue and the Taoiseach is going to look at it, the question is when? I mean, we heard Catherine Murphy in the Dáil earlier today saying the Dáil would sit over the weekend, this weekend, if you wanted to close off some of these tax breaks. They'd do it. They'd sit overnight. That's what she said. They'd be willing to come in and vote on it. So when is it going to happen, or is it going to happen?
I believe it will happen, Sarah.
When is the question, though?
Well, you're asking me for a timetable that I don't determine. Like, Sarah, that's an unreasonable question. I'm not at Cabinet, and you know that. So I can't give you a commitment on a timetable now for that. But what I can tell you is that the Taoiseach, the Minister for Housing and the whole government is committed to solving the housing crisis by increasing supply and affordability and by addressing dysfunctional activities like this.
Mm.
Sarah, can I just make this point? Because, like, to tell you the God's honest truth, I'm sick and tired listening to Fianna Fáil representatives over the last 48 hours crying crocodile tears, including the Taoiseach, in relation to what is happening. They have been caught out, that slap bang caught out in relation to their policy. Just a number of months ago, during the finance bill, I proposed an amendment that we would actually look and study increasing taxes or ending the tax advantage for these funds. And both Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and indeed the Green Party voted against that, even just to look at the issue. This is a design policy by the government and by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to actually attract vulture funds, and not just for buy-to-rent in terms of apartments. There was no stipulation whatsoever. This, in Minute, is the first time that they have...
Is it a bit too simplistic, though, Piers?
May I respond to that?
Go on ahead, Mary. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. OK, I think it is really important. We can throw accusations at each other, but what is important is for the people listening at home to know that there has been a change of government, that there is a change of policy, and that the state is committed to increasing supply and affordability of homes, both to purchase and rent. And that's something that we've stepped up to the plate to do and that we are delivering, and that Sinn Féin are opposing. They are opposing the state investing in the provision of affordable homes, both to purchase and rent. They're opposed to the state using state-owned land to deliver affordable homes to both purchase and rent.
Yeah, it's sort of separate, Mary, though, to what we're trying to talk about this evening, which is the investment firms coming in to buy homes from under people's noses.
It is directly related, because if we increase it, the state increases the supply of affordable homes, secure affordable homes, that meets our citizens' need. That means that our citizens aren't held ransom to vulture funds from outside this jurisdiction. That is absolutely key to this discussion, because that's what's been missing.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody questions the need for affordable homes or the need for many, many more affordable homes than we have at the moment.
Them, Sarah. That's the difference. The state has to take a lead in the provision of secure, affordable homes, both to purchase and rent. And the state has to use everything that is available to do it. That includes using the state-owned land, using access to finance, and being able to ensure that the homes are affordable to people
and
on
again,
modest income.
Well, and that's another separate argument that we could go down a rabbit hole on, because I think there's a lot of question marks over the caps that were announced last night and the prices that people will be expected to pay for.
I think that's been manipulated and distorted, if you don't mind me saying, Sarah. The affordable home price, as the minister said repeatedly, starts at 160,000 and goes up to 260,000.
Wait, it goes up to 400,000 to 450,000 in Dublin.
No, actually, that is the price on private homes that are built that a mortgage, a shared equity loan can be taken out on. That's not the price of an affordable home under our scheme.
So, sorry, in order for people to get one of these homes, affordable homes, for 400,000 to 450,000, you would have to also get the shared equity scheme that the government has introduced. So you'd need access to different government schemes to be able to get one of those homes.
No, it's actually it's a really important point, Sarah, and if you give me a minute. So what the shared equity scheme is, it's where the government will financially support people who are on modest income, secure a mortgage, where their credit constraint. In Dublin, for example, houses up to 450,000. So if the applicants have secured a mortgage, but they can't reach the full mortgage, as many people can't, unfortunately, and that we have to resolve, that's where the shared equity...
I want to get back, Mary, if you don't mind, to what we're meant to be talking about, which is the question of investment funds coming in and buying these apartment blocks. I wonder just briefly, Piers, Labour is talking about reintroducing Dara O'Brien's bill, that he introduced or put forward, published when he was in opposition in 2019, that would limit the amount of houses that an investment fund could buy in any one property to 30% of that estate. Is that something that Sinn Féin would support?
Look, we'd support anything that would actually reduce the these vulture funds coming in and snapping up houses from under the feet of first-time buyers. But remember, for Manute, that would mean that what they would have to purchase 19 houses left. They would still be able to purchase nearly 120 of them, and that's not good enough. We need to change the tax structure. We can do that. And, you know, Mary Fitzpatrick talked about a change in policy. Well, if it's happened in the last 24 hours because Fiona Fáil voted against looking at the taxation structure of these funds just a number of months ago in the finance bill. And let me make this, because I'm not allowing this to go unchallenged. Mary Fitzpatrick talks about investing in housing and affordable housing. We agree. We disagree with her when they believe that affordable housing is €450,000. I would say, what planet are you living on? But I would say this as well. When she makes the point, and I didn't interrupt you once, when you make the point that we oppose investing in public housing and in public land, like, seriously, we are the party who have continually challenged your government, can challenge your party to actually make the investment, make sure the public land was not sold off to private developers so that we had a bit of a control in relation to prices in terms of social and affordable housing. We're the party who are continually to advocate for 8,000 social and affordable houses per year. And we're the party that just today put forward a resolution, a motion in the Dáil to actually freeze rents and put 1 month's rent back into people's pockets.
All right,
because
folks,
of the fact that you have allowed rents to run away for the last number of years.
We're going to have to leave it there.
Confidence is blind, and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voted against that.
Okay, thank you both very much for joining us this evening. No doubt it is an issue to which we will be returning. Piers Doherty from Sinn Féin and Mary Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil Senator, thank you both very much.